on the left.
Torah on, page 66. Okay, let's go to the bottom of the page. We'll skip a little bit. Okay, 66, bottom of the first column by the new paragraph. Okay, that, the last thing Dr. Rebbe was saying is that there's the wick and there's the oil. And he says the person is the... so he says like this. The nefesh is ruchnius and has to be bottled to the gashmis has to be bottled to the ruchnius. So he says, the psila is the nefesh shulakis, which is in nefesh abamitz, and the oil is the gashmistic of things that we're doing the mitzvah with, because the physical thing is only a mitzvah when we do it. If we don't do the mitzvah, tefillin itself is not a mitzvah. When you put on tefillin, then it becomes a mitzvah. Okay, so he says, "Vinei inyan alos aneir shoyu b'migdash zayinedus." The seven candles that were in the base of Migdash, the menorah in the base of Migdash, we all know had seven candles. That corresponds with Keneged Shiva Madreges Shiyash Bchlolos Evdei Hashem, because it says in Chassidus and Kabbalah, based on Pesukim, by the way, that the menorah had seven candles in the base of Migdash. Why was it seven? Again, the Gemara says the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was not for light. Okay? The purpose of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was to kindle the seven different levels of people. That's why the menorah had seven candles in the Beis HaMikdash, not two, three, four. Because there are seven ways to serve Hashem with Ava and Yira and Chesed and Gur and Tiferes. So he says, yes, Shevei Dosa B'chinas Ava. Certain people serve Hashem with love. V'yashi can have a dasa b'chinas yira. And some people serve Hashem with fear. V'nim shochem, and they are drawn from the level of Shiva, they are the seven shepherds. Hamispan is enclosed in Shamas Yisrael. Meaning that the Gemara, the Medrash said there are seven shepherds. They correspond with the seven levels of a Jew. Because certain people elevate this type of Jew, certain people, this type of Jew, and so on. And he says, the afopi shekol echon mikabel mikol ha-shivarayim, he says, even though all Jews get from all seven, and here we're saying that one is one and one is another and so on, mikama kem yesh b'shebechina zugivet es b'yesen. Nevertheless, yeah, you get from all seven, but you're more connected to one particular one of the seven. You know, you're connected to all seven, but sometimes you get more from one of them rather than from the other ones. The English main and the Chanukah, but when it comes to Chanukah, there are eight. What is the Ian of eight? Kenegish main and the Sikhi Adam, the seven anointed ones of people. In other words, the seven Rayim, the Psukim say, the seven shepherds, and the eight anointed ones. Chanukah corresponds, and the last one is Mashiach. The eight correspond with the Nesichei Adam, the anointed ones of the people. The anointed, but they're not the same as the seven. And he said, "Vakimon al Shivarem Shvein and Nesichei Adam." And the Gemara in Sukkah says, "Shivarem are the seven." Avraham, Yaakov, Moshe, Ushmein and Nesichei Adam. Who are the seven anointed ones? Yishai, Shaul, Mashiach, Eliyahu. Okay, so he says it's not necessarily the same. Seven and eight, two different numbers. There are seven shepherds and eight anointed ones. Chanukah corresponds with the seven shepherds. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash corresponds with the seven shepherds. And Chanukah corresponds with the eight Nesichei Adam. And he says, Lehovens, let's understand why Nedes, the Chanukah, are Keneged, Shmein, and Nesichei Adam. What's the connection between Chanukah, which is eight, and the eight anointed one? Why? And the regular menorah have to do with the seven. Why? So he says like this. There's a two, like the Rebbe explains in Atta Tetzava. The word Reya Shepherd has two definitions to it. Aleph Lashon Mefanis La'Chedim. One is that he a shepherd, right, of others. And one is he's a shepherd of himself. Va'bei Shureyas Atmi, meaning Shemefanis, he supports, like Asenis Reyas Ayideyim, or Reya Besodis, which represents not giving others food, but feeding himself. The same thing with the seven rayim. There's two levels in the Shiva rayim. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe is saying very simple. There's rayim, the shepherds, which corresponds with the seven lights of the menorah. There are eight Chanukah, corresponds with the seven anointed ones. He said, what does a shepherd mean? Either he feeds others or he feeds himself.
Why here it's any
instead
of
No, that's a pasuk. He just quotes a pasuk. I'm saying it's a Gemara. It's a pasuk.
Rabbi, where are these in
Tanakh,
these seven Ryan and the eight?
It has to do with Micha. Look at the bottom of the 66 first column. He says, "Micha Ashur ki yavi b'artzeinu v'akimeno av shivadayim u'shmeinu nesichi adam." It's a pasuk in Micha. So the Gemara in Sukkah explains who the shivadayim are and who the nesichi adam are. So he says, so therefore, if a Reya shepherd has two interpretations, grazes others and grazes himself, so the Shiva Rayim also have these two levels, obviously. Avram says, Avram feeds the Jews with Ahava. Like it says, which is Ahava, Mashpir, Bechina, Zula, Knesset, Yisrael. And Meisha Abeinu is Mashpir, the level of Das. Okay? Like we learned, Avraham Avinu gives Ava to the Yidden, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that because we are B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, every Jew has this inborn natural Ava from whom? From Avraham Avinu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu give? V'nasati eisa b'sarchel avam techa Moshe Rabbeinu mashpia das. And he says, V'nikra raya mehemna, why is Moshe Rabbeinu called Daya Mehemna, Shemafanis is Amuna. He feeds the Jews Amuna through this that he's Mamshech Das Hashem. Through this that he's giving Das to Hashem, feeling Hashem. Yaakov is Mashpia Rachmim. Right? Okay. So he says, in our days, Shemafanis in the Knesset Yisrael, through this that the shepherds feed the Jews, Hey Mefanis in Gamkin. They become supported. Remember, we learned in Kata Tzava through this that the Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashpia Das to the Jews, V'yikhoi Lecha, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. We learned that in Kata Tzava. So he says, the Rayim, because they support us, sustain others, Avram through Avi, Yisrael through Gvura, Yaakov through Rachmanis, Moshe Rabbeinu through Das, what happens? They become greater. Why? It's because it's known Hashem himself is infinitely greater than Seichel and Midas. Like it says in the Pasuk Eliyahu, Lav me kol ina Midas Seol Klal. Hashem has nothing to do with Midas. Therefore, so how does Hashem come into Midas and Seichel? If Hashem is infinitely greater than Seichel and Midas, how do we get godliness coming into Seichel and Midas, into world? In order to reveal the infinite alokos into the finite Midas, that's through the aveda of people. Because like he said in before, when a Jew has Mesidas Nefesh down here of Torah Mitzvahs, what does Mesidas Nefesh mean? You break barriers. You're giving up your will, your Midah, your Seichel. So when you break barriers down here, when we break barriers down here, Hashem breaks his barriers. As I kamayim upon Nishach L'mayla Gamkin, Gili Erein Sof Baruch Hu B'midas Ava V'chesed, that it should be Ahavti Yeshchem. Now, so he says like this. When a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, they cause Hashem to reveal himself more. Therefore, when the Rayim feed the Jews, they become greater. The Neshamet Yisrael, so this, like we know, it's very interesting. The Gemara says, the Amora said, I learned a lot from my teachers, I learned more from my friends, I learned the most from my students. Because when a teacher has to teach students, then he understands it much better. He's teaching, he's giving, but through this, that the student asks questions and all the things that it does, they become smarter, they become greater. So through this, that the Shiva Reim Amashpia, Ava Yira Das, and all that to the Yidden, they become greater. Through the avenue that they awaken by the Jews, becomes an additional revelation of Alukus in the Midas Oyenis, which are the source of the Shiva Reim. So then, Imkein Hamis Banis and Alze. So they become greater through this. Okay? So Altrebbe is explaining a very simple concept. The seven candles of Menorah has to do with the Shiva Reim. Not the eight Nesichi Adam, the Shiva Reim. What does Reim mean? Feeds others and gets fed. And Altrebbe explains why is that. Because when they feed others, they reveal a greater level of Elokus. Just like when a person does a mitzvah, he causes that level of Elokus, higher than world, comes down into the world, which is their source, by the way. And that's what it says, Ichlu Reim.
Why does he have to mention that they also get?
Because he's mentioning the whole concept. By death being Mashpia, they're getting.
Why is
because it's not done yet. V'zel Ichlu Reim, Shem HaReim, Shem Noyim Lamokim. The same thing we find, what the funny expression is, Yisrael give parnasa to Hashem. Yisrael mefanesin lavim shebeshamayim. Now, the question is, God doesn't need our food. What does this mean, the Jews give parnasa to Hashem? I mean, if you don't know Chassidus, think it's apikursus. But it means sheparnasa zu sheyim. What is the parnasa? That we allow Hashem to reveal Himself more in the world than He does without us.
That's Hashem's food.
That's Hashem's food. Yeah, but so. But here he's explaining that when a yid does a mitzvah, what's the parnasa we give Hashem? That we allow and force and cause Hashem to reveal Himself more in the world than it would be without our mitzvahs. She panos she yom she ein sof liyos bechinas kamado adam hayne deyat teira through teira, which is called luchul lachmu belachmi. She teira is gamkin lachmi kaviyochul teira. The pasuk says, Hashem says, teira is my food. What's Hashem's food? Teira. The Kamei de Alechem. What? How is Teira Hashem's food? What is Teira Hashem's Teira have to do with food? So he said very simple. The Kamei Shai de Alechem Yichya Odom. Just like through bread, a person lives. What does that mean? Tis Chabed Nishmas in Gufi. The Neshama comes into the body. If you don't eat, eventually you're going to die. Right? So what does food do? Food keeps the Neshama in the body. So Kahuam Shokas Erin Tov. Aideha Taita. The same thing, what does Taita do? It keeps Hashem in the body, in the world. That's why Taita is Hashem's food. What does food do? Keeps the Neshama in the body. Taita and mitzvahs keep Hashem in the world. She bechinas Chachmi Ilah. Shabashera Erin Tov Baruchu. Then Elokus comes into chesed and gevur into all things. Not only does Elokus come into the world, but the neshama is fed by it. Like it says, Teirascha b'seich mei, your Torah is in my stomach. Which means Torah is the food of the Jew. Okay, so again, what did the Shiva Reim do? they cause Parnas, they feed Hashem in a way that Elokus is revealed more down here than it would be otherwise. And that's the concept of the food, the Torah is Hashem's food, mitzvahs are Hashem's food, because what does food do? It keeps the Neshama in the body. When Yidden do mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, so Hashem stays in the world.
What about the anointed ones?
Huh?
The anointed ones.
Where are you running to?
That's next.
Okay.
Rabbi Shusman, these seven candles are the candles of the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct. Yeah, this is the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is even greater.
He's getting it.
Why is it that we speak about seven candles and not nine candles? Because seven in the
Beis HaMikdash
includes the
Shamash. There's no
Shamash
in the
Beis HaMikdash. There's no Shamash?
No.
So how is it seven candles?
Seven candles.
It's three, three, and the one in the middle.
It wasn't the Shamash. What's the Shamash? They're all equal level. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't have a Shamash.
And also the Menorah, we don't count the Shamash.
Yeah, I mean...
It's
eight. Sometimes you count the Shamas, but that's sort of the Mimali. That's a level higher than the lift.
Only the face towards the middle?
Yeah, or the side. This is Machlek. It's whatever one it was. Binei, B'chin, Ezo Shalareyim. This level of the Reim that bring down the Lokus, he Amshach and B'chin is Primis. Is Amshach from the Primistic level, which is Teiros, B'seich Meyot. Teir is in my stomach. That means I feel it. It's internalized. Just like when you learn Torah and understand Torah, it has to be musig v'nit b'sichli p'sak halacha. You have to understand it. In fact, Chassidus asks the question, famous question that we learned. It says in Kabbalah that Arizal writes, why is Beis Hillel lenient? Because their neshamas came from Chesed. Why is Beis Shammai strict? Because their neshamas came from Gevurah. Why is Beis Hillel sometimes strict and Beis Shammai sometimes lenient? In Yiddish, you have a whole parak Mishnayos, which are called Kuli Beis Shammai Chumri Beis Hillel. Why is that? Because in Kedusha, Chesed is Gvura, Gvura and Chesed, you know, it's all united. So Chassidus asks the question, how can Beis Hillel paskin? Based on the source of the Neshama, Teres Lei Beis Shammai Mi, Teres not in heaven. They're paskining because their Neshama comes from Chesed. But how can you pass an halacha down here based on your neshama l'mayla? Torah is not in the shemaim. Torah has to be down here. So Chassidus explains, this is what he's saying here, the word, but derech agav. When Beis Hillel's neshamas came from Chesed, they didn't paskin because of their neshama. Their neshama pushed their seichel, physical seichel, to understand that it has to be lenient. They didn't paskin because their neshama came from Chesed. They paskin because their physical brain understood what it was. So it's actually because, like he says, they have to understand it. He says, "Sheim musig v'nipes b'sicha p'sak halacha v'chein b'zbeinus v'meditation sheim musig gadlus habei yizbarech." Like it says, "V'yadai ta'ayim or das l'kei avicha l'fish ha'seichu kachi yo'ava." Based on the seichel, like good, seichel gives birth to midas. Based on the seichel, that's what type of midas you have. Like the shepherd, shemaychul mashkas atzain, which is ashpos achayis bepnimis, but it comes into a pnimis, meaning like this: the shivareim, because you're talking about the seven midas of pnimis, they reveal this level of alakus that we're talking about in a pnimis that the Jews feel it. This is not the Shemayin and the Sichi Adam. This is the Shivarayim. And he says, V'chein b'chol dar v'dar emrosh alfi yisam lamda meisim teira. That teach teira and k'mayim emesh shaper k'amrit. Rav said something and they said to him, Meisha shaper k'amrit. Meisha, you said, well, how is Rav called Meisha? He said, Shenik Rav Meisha al-shem shoyim lamda teira. So it says in the Mefarshim explained, all Talmidei Chacham are called Meisha. And the proof of it, that they're Rava, they said, Meisha Shaper Kamet. What do you mean? He wasn't Meisha, he was Rava. V'chem asherei mefarnesen aidei zeh. Also comes in Tassog of Pneumius, like the concept of Talmidei Yesimi Kulam. V'chem mailo mailo. who gili yarnsa b'chochmi lo, which is ichlurei. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is, but now everybody's finally come to Shmeinu Nesichei Adam. Shivarayim is they feed others, and through that they become fed. What do they do? They mashpia kedusha teira to the Jews. By the Jews learning teira, they get pnimius in themselves, and the lukus, and everything becomes greater. Okay. What?
Even if you never met Aaron, he's mashpia, I don't know which level is Aaron. I mean, why do you have to say that? I mean, these are the powers that a Jew has in his neshama.
So who reveals it?
I never met Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron or Yaakov.
There's a Moshe Rabbeinu in this generation that reveals it.
Okay. But no. There's an Avram Avinu also in this generation? That
yeah. Who's Avram? Not me. your name's Avram, but not me. No, I'm so for sure not.
So you have... So every Jew also has an Avram Avinu in his neshama?
Yeah. That's what it says. Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. So everybody has a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu and from Yitzchok and from Yaakov.
So you have to... So he's saying that the chesed that's in the soul of every Jew comes from Avraham Avinu, which isn't every Jew.
So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was revealed Taka through Aaron HaKohen, who represented the Shivarayim, and therefore Aaron HaKohen lit the Menorah. What was the purpose of lighting the Menorah? That he kindled the Menorah of every Jew. The Chesed of the Jew, and the Gvur of the Jew, and the Teveris of the Jew. He revealed all the that's what the Menorah did in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't for lighting.
So there's no Menorah now.
So it's done in Ruchnias.
But you have to say, it's not enough to say that a Jew has these emotions in his own.
We have it all by inheritance. But it needs to be revealed. Every Jew has a munah. Jew has a munah.
Yeah.
Does it need to be revealed or it's there? I mean, it's openly there? No. It's not there. It's there. It has to be revealed. That's what Meshach Beinu does. Okay, let's go back to it. Ach inyan nesichi Adam. But the 8 anointed ones. Okay? They're not the level of teachers. The Shivarayim were the ones that fed the Yidden. Shmein and the Sichi Yodim Rakim Tzadikim Tmimim like Yishai. Shemes Rak Be'iti Shonachosh. The Gemara says about Yishai. The Gemara Barbasa says there are a bunch of four people, five different versions, different Midrashim, that there are certain people that only died because Hashem decreed death in the world. One was Binyamin HaTzadik, here he's speaking about Yishai. Yishai died only because of the Gzeira by the snake. By Moshe Rabbeinu says, L'mitzin zafil b'Moshe Rai Mehemna. That Milo was never said by Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is not one of the four that died by Tishanachash. Im kozeh arim Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, zichu teres meishavdi. Mashenken Yishai shulahu yorei al derech Moshe. Yishai wasn't a shepherd like Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't teach Torah to the Yidden. Afa became nimtza b'yid ma'il yaseira. There's still an advantage in Yishai over Moshe Rabbeinu. Basically, the Shmein and the Sichi Adam are greater than the Shivarayim in a certain respect. Shem tom imat shemeisrach b'itish onachosh. Umehem nimshach gam ken koach and neshamas sol chayda. What do they do? The Shivarayim, he said the whole time, gives the pnimius. Gives the pnimius. The Shmeinitz and Sichei Adam, which 8 is the makif level, because 7 is pnimius, 8 is makif. So they give the koach, but derech zubachin is makif. Mashen ken meyarayim nimshach b'chin is pnimius v'nikamos. So the Shivarayim only give food, pnimius. The Shmein and the Sichi Adam give the level of makif. Meaning, Avom yanesichim nimshach rapachinus makif. Kamei hanosich shu inyan amalucha. Like when you anoint somebody, yeah? How did they anoint the king? They poured oil on his head. That's makif. It didn't go. They didn't eat the oil. They poured oil on the makif. It's not ashpa that comes into pnimius. Meaning like this, even when a king is a king over the country, it's an eif makif. The king's not pnimius directly connected to everybody. But that a cloud. I mean, the Rambam writes the king is the heart of the people, which is pnimius. But generally speaking, a melech is not like a teacher where you deal directly with the person and you're giving him knowledge and you're giving him pneumius. The king gives orders. It's all makif level. What is it? It's like a moshul. Echem is po mitfilas adam tzadik am is pal with chilu echim mesiris nefesh. Shaydezem is po gamu. Sometimes, you know, you see a tzadik davening and you get affected by it. It impacts you, right? It's not pnimius. He's not directly connecting to you. He's doing his thing. You happen to see it, so indirectly you become affected by it in a tremendous level. Okay. This guy that's davening, the tzaddik that's davening, he's not being mashpia to you, pnimius. He's not talking to you. He doesn't even know you exist, b'chlal. He could be davening in his corner and you're shash bob kimshen his poem, it's sidkosi. And he said, sidkosi, but ava yir shaloi, the sidkis, yeah, and ava yir the tzaddik has is very far from the Jew that's watching him. Achneida, but it's known, salucheda, if it's only makif, it's not so great. Pnimius is much greater than makif. So he says, no, achneida shamak machinis gavayes mi apnimius. But makif is greater than pnimius. Why? Because makif comes from sefer kol almin, and pnimius comes from malo kol almin, and sefer kol almin is greater than malo kol almin. V'chein al derech ze omer azal godol shimush yesem ilamudam. Whoever said the chasen amaymer says this gemara that it says by Elisha, by Yoshev Elisha sheyutzak mayim ayidei Elio. It says, here's that Elisha who poured water, meaning he served Eliyahu HaNavi. So Gemara says, it doesn't say that he learned from Eliyahu HaNavi. Obviously, he did anyway. He was a Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi. It says he poured water, meaning he served him. So Gemara says, from here you see, Godul Shimusha Yosem Ilamuda. Serving a tzaddik is greater than learning. He says, L'cheira, Hagam Shalimid Ashpa Pnimius and Shimitz Chitzenius. Yeah? L'cheira, how can you say serving a tzaddik is greater than learning? Learning, you're getting his pnimius, and this is only external stuff. Now the Alpha became a Kabbalah, they say, yes, Yerushimayim. You get more Yerushimayim. What's the explanation? Why is Takish serving a tzaddik greater than learning from a tzaddik? So the Mufashim explained a very simple concept. You learn, you're getting knowledge. When you serve him, you see the way they live. You see the way they bring their learning into action. And therefore, when you serve a tzaddik, because you can learn from a person, you don't know them personally at all. I mean, you know, they go home, you don't know how they act at home. Or it definitely has no influence on you. A person who serves, like by Yeshua, it says, Lo yamish mitecha oil. That Yeshua is always by Meisha Rabbein. That was the greatness of Yeshua. Not only did he learn from Meisha, but he saw Meisha Rabbein who lived. And that had a greater impact, even though it's makif, it's makif level, but in a certain respect, it's greater than the panimi level. Okay. It's all Hanukkah. We're going through Hanukkah. We're learning Hanukkah.
When the other three were
Hanukkah. Well, yeah, it's not such a long davening.